This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say a suicide bomber struck a crowded mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan, killing at least 59 people and wounding over 150 more. More from VOA's Ais Gul in Islamabad.
The afternoon attack in central Peshawar, the capital city of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, was reportedly carried out by a suicide bomber. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif condemned the bombing. Survivors and rescue workers said the roof of the building had caved in due to the massive blast. Police officials would not immediately discuss the nature of the attack, saying an investigation was underway. Ayaz Gul, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Russian shelling has killed at least 5 people in tough eastern Ukraine combat. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Ukrainian authorities say the shelling also wounded at least 13 others during the previous 24-hour period as the Kremlin's and Kyiv's forces remain locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. A regional governor says the casualties included a woman who was killed and 3 others who were wounded by the Russian shelling of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city in the country's northeast. Since August, Ukrainian counter-offensives have snatched back Russian-occupied territory, most notably in Kharkiv. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Croatia's president has criticized Western nations for supplying Ukraine with heavy tanks and other weapons in its campaign against invading Russian forces, saying those arms deliveries will only prolong the war. He told reporters in the Croatian capital Monday, "It's mad to believe that Russia can be defeated in a conventional war." Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israelis and Palestinians to ease tensions on Monday during a visit to Jerusalem.
The Palestinians and Israelis enjoying equal measures of freedom, security, opportunity, justice, and dignity. President Biden remains fully committed to that goal. We continue to believe that the best way to achieve it is through preserving and then realizing the vision of two states.
Blinken arrived amid the bloodiest violence in years. 7 people were shot dead in Friday's attack by an East Jerusalem man who was himself killed by police. A day earlier, Israel carried out an unusually deep raid on the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing 10 residents, most of them gunmen. According to a new study, artificial intelligence predicts the world will likely hit a key warming threshold in just 10 to 12 years, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A study in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences finds the world will likely breach the internationally agreed-upon climate change threshold in about a decade. The findings are more pessimistic than previous modeling. The study reignites a debate on whether it's still possible to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius as called for in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement to minimize the most damaging effects of climate change. I'm Norman Hall.
New Zealand officials on Tuesday asked residents in flood-ravaged Auckland to prepare for the onslaught of another storm as residents start a cleanup following a series of floods and landslides across New Zealand's biggest city over the weekend. 4 people lost their lives in flash floods and landslides that hit Auckland over the last 3 days amid record downpours. The president of Belarus arrived in Zimbabwe on Monday, hot on the heels of a tour of African countries by Sergei Lavrov, foreign minister of main ally Russia. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Zimbabwe laid out the red carpet for Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko on Monday. He was welcomed at Harare International Airport by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, alongside dancers and cheering crowds. Belarusian state broadcaster Belta said main bilateral talks would take place on Tuesday. There will also be a ceremony to mark a Belarus-backed program of mechanization on Zimbabwean farms.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Find more on our websites and the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.